And now, once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, thank you, Jim. That gives me gravitas. Everyone needs gravitas. Everyone should have a Jim Packard in their life announcing them. And now, leaving the bathroom, Michael Feldman, you know, around the house. Wouldn't it be great around the house? It gives some dignity to your everyday moves. What? Yes. And now, being upbraided by his daughter for the 12,000th time, Michael Feldman. Karen Cusack is here from Bellevue, Iowa. I work at Our Lady of the Mississippi Abbey, where the nuns make the caramels. Caramels. Did you say caramels or caramels? Caramels. I know in Iowa it's different than the rest of the world. Caramels? Caramels. I brought you some. Thank you so much, because the other abbey, you get a casket. So this is, caramels are much nicer than just receiving a casket, because you don't quite know how to take that. So thank you very much. Where is Karen? Oh, thank you very much. Are you a nun, then? Oh, you're not? They have civilians there as well?
A few civilians, yeah. I'm just an employee.
Are you in the caramel division?
This time of the year, everybody is in the caramel division. Yeah.
You're cranking them out, huh? Are you going to pass these around here? Yeah. I got mine. I'm taking mine back. I put it in my bag so Clyde wouldn't get it. Because he steals.
Yes, he does.
He steals. But thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
My pleasure. But, you know, if you want to pass those around, that's totally fine. Have some caramels. Although, do you know the other one? Anyone at the other abbey? Could I get a casket, possibly? They're really quite nice, and they're fairly pricey. You know, if you have a not much you casket would be really something. They probably could do that. I know they could do that. Let's see here now. Sculpture installation. Rob Mays is in sculpture installation. Did you put up the American Gothic?
Yes.
You did? Come on down here, Rob. Right now, if you come down here in Dubuque, come on over here, Rob. Come on. Oh, come on. Don't be so self-effacing. And he's almost as tall as the statues out there. Unbelievable. So that was pretty easy for you to do, something that size, huh?
Yes.
They're just 25 feet tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, we took our pictures by them out there.
Good, good. And glad you did.
Me and Jim, they thought we were like a same-sex couple, but it was cool. I bet a lot, you know, that'll be part of the ceremony for a lot of people.
Yeah. I had a lot of help.
Yeah. Where did this come from, this statue?
New Jersey. Actually, it came from the fairgrounds in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, from the Indiana State Fair?
It's traveling around.
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable thing there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. Very nice. And if you go online, you can see them setting it up.
Yeah, the Benny Hill Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So by all means, if you are in the area or if you haven't seen it, have you seen it yet?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, you got to go down there and see it. It's American Hill, the farmer and his, whoever she is.
Sister.
Huh?
It was his sister.
It was his sister?
Yeah, Grant Wood. Or daughter, I'm sorry. Something like
Grant
that.
Grant Wood's daughter.
I'm confused.
But what was she doing with this farmer is the question.
You better ask somebody.
There's a story there.
Here.
There's a story there. We don't know what it is, but it's great. It's a great addition to the city.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
The man erected that, Jim. How many people have tickets to the pro wrestling show here tonight? Huh? Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yep.
Who's wrestling?
TNA Wrestling's coming to Dubuque.
Yeah. Well, like who, for instance?
Chris Jericho's going to be here.
Chris Jericho?
Beer Money Incorporated.
Beer Money.
A lot of the stars from TNA.
You're going to be here?
I'll be here.
Same place, probably.
It's on the other side, I think.
Oh, it's on the other side.
Yeah.
There's another side?
There's an auditorium on the other side, too.
Oh, we got the small hall.
Yeah.
Wrestling gets the big hall.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Your name is?
Randy.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate that. Oh, yeah. It's Randy. It says here, Randy. Is that you? Ludowitz? Ludowitz. Randy Ludowitz. We'll be out of here in time for the 1:30 wedding, Connie. You got a 1:30 wedding, Connie? Is it in town?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should be able to, I think. We'll get you out of here as quickly as possible. If you see Connie, would you please not get in her way when she's dashing out there? Are you in the wedding itself? Okay, so you can just slip in there, even if it's in the latter stages. Okay, you better get there pretty quick. You can leave during anything Jim is doing. Okay, we'll get you there. Will you say hi to Cersei in Kansas for me? Sarah Burley. Sarah, can you just pick up a phone, possibly? And or will that do? I mean, is that enough? Just to... Huh? Yeah. She's not even here. I don't know why I say hello to her. She's not even here. We're Paul and Linda Gavin, parents of Ryan Gavin. And he still has a girlfriend. I know there's a story behind this, and I might even be involved, but I don't remember. Did I get him a girlfriend? Did I fix him up or something? Or what was it? I tried?
You tried. Unsuccessfully. He did it on his own.
Best way.
Well, he was on your show once a couple years ago, and then a second time saying he still didn't have a girlfriend, and then about 6 or 8 months ago he was on again with his girlfriend. And you interviewed both of them. And they're still together.
They're not here, I know.
No, they're in Madison. So yeah, he lives in Madison.
We sold him tickets to your show in Madison.
Well, excellent. I'm glad that all worked out. Is it working out pretty nicely?
Very pretty nice. Yeah.
Are they serious?
I don't know. We'll know
when. Ask him.
We'll know. I always say we'll know when she tells him.
Okay. I feel we haven't heard the last of this Ryan Gavin episode.
No, okay. No.
All right. Well, thank you, Gavins. Very nice to have you here. How are we doing time-wise, Jim?
We could go into the quiz, Mike.
Well, just one more here, guys. Beth McDougal from Cedar Rapids is here. She says she's a stay-at-home mom, and says I drank beer and got a medal for it last night, and that's pretty special. Where is Beth? And, You're back where? Oh, Beth. I can't get you in time. What was the event, though, Beth?
It was a fundraiser for the National Czech and Slovak Museum.
Oh, yeah. Fundraiser for the National Czech and Polak
Museum.
For the National Czech and Polak Museum? That's what you said, wasn't it, Gavin? That doesn't sound right to me. Would you care to retract that?
No. I'm Irish. I don't know.
Slovak. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, and you drank beer. Was it the number of beers that won the medal for you? Or? Oh, you're wearing the medal up there. Next time, don't sit in the balcony, dear. Show off that medal. Nice to meet you, though. Okay, well, you know, we got to go right here to the What Do You Know quiz, because this is a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. Before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. Can I get you to come down here, dear? Or any way you can do it is fine. As to the four disclaimers, this is legally we're required to say this. And you are?
Frida.
Frida. And Frida, you want to hold this?
I'll hold it.
The whole thing yourself.
Okay. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, my license plate only works when the numbers come first. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones, trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Let's see the hands of those who want to try the method quiz. Chance for you to win some really fabulous prizes. And we're on the road, the prizes get even better. You know, I don't know what it is, but we get some. I was thinking that too, because young people are the future of this country. Therefore, you are the future of this country. It's a big responsibility.
I can do that.
What are you going to do with it now that it's your country?
I don't know.
And you? Okay, you are?
Christine Augsburger.
Christine, are you in school now?
Yeah, I go to the University of Iowa.
University of Iowa. A Spartan. Fighting Spartan. Right, Christine?
Go Hawks.
Huh?
Go Hawks.
Go Fox, yes. That one. How are you? One good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I promised my friends that they would have fun listening if I played.
Promised your friends. It's a weak argument, but we're going to take it. Come on, Christine. Come on down here. Go Hawks. University of Iowa. All right. You got a pretty good team this year, too, don't you? Yeah. Have a seat there.
What's that, Mike?
Did we lose to Iowa yet?
No.
Okay.
That's next week.
I just want to know how I feel. Next week?
Yeah, it's okay. Happening next week.
Don't worry. We got Ohio State this week, so that's not going to be so bad on the rebound. Okay. All right. Christine. So what's your major then, Christine? Pull in there if you would, dear. Good.
I am a music major. I'm a percussionist.
You're a percussionist. Mm-hmm. Well, then you must know Clyde Stubblefield.
Not yet.
Let's keep it that way, shall we? Percussionist. So then what do you percuss? What's your percussion?
Kind of a little bit of everything. My preference is the marimba, though.
Oh, you're a marimba type, yeah?
I just got one, actually, this summer.
Your first marimba?
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Where does one get a marimba around here?
You generally order them from, a music supply.
So. Uh-huh. You can't get them in Cedar Falls or Cedar Rapids or...
Actually, the...
Waterloo?
One of the major
is there a marimba shop in Waterloo?
I wish. One of the major providers has a warehouse in Iowa City. So
yeah.
It's pretty easy to order stuff.
Now, so when you are, your percussion major then, mm-hmm. is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Do you have to take, math and physics and all that stuff?
Still have to do gen eds, but...
Gen eds?
So I had, general education courses.
Oh, you do. So you got to take all that stuff, too.
Just a few.
Just a few, yeah. Okay. And then can you go to graduate school in marimba?
Percussion, yeah.
In percussion?
Yeah.
And where does one do that?
Wherever there's a program.
Yeah, like...
there's a program, a couple in Iowa.
Jamaica, probably.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. And there's a few in Iowa as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all over. Pretty much anywhere with a school of music.
Really? Oh, well, that's really cool. That's cool. And then would you end up teaching or would you end up performing?
Hopefully performing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they need marimbas, in major orchestras and so forth? Is there a marimba seat?
Not so much, but... yeah. There's other opportunities. So.
Yeah. Let's think this through, dear, because we got to. They're folks pouring a lot of money, not just
right,
a marimba.
Right, right.
Yeah, the marimba is the least of it.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of teaching, but on a higher, a collegiate level, or
cool.
Being a touring clinician,
yeah.
Performer, that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Or playing in bars and taverns.
It's a possibility, yeah.
Never never dismiss that possibility, because it's not, it's a living, right? Christine, very nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us here. Thanks for agreeing to play the quiz. You know how this works?
Yeah.
Okay, someone out there calls along and becomes a partner of you in this quiz. You work together, so it's a good thing. And Jim Packard, how does that work then?
They should call 563-556-1284.
Okay. And is there an easy way to remember that,
Jim? There is. Joe5561BUG. Joe5561BUG.
Bug. Okay.
Easy way to remember.
Easy way to remember. That's the number to call here is the qualifying question. The commute time. Number one commute time in the nation. And the place is rated Almanac, best places to live. We want to know what is that commute time. How long does it take to commute on average? The number one commute time in America right here in Dubuque. If you know that, give us a call here. Within how many seconds, Jim?
Within 7 seconds.
How many minutes, Jim? Let's do it that way.
All right.
Yeah, the seconds are probably
within 3 minutes.
Within 3 minutes, get the commute time, then you win. Let's get the calls coming in there. What's that number again, Jim?
That number is 563-556-1284.
556-1284?
Right.
563-556-12. Is that a collect call then, Jim? Or would that be a collect call?
I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Or you
they,
pay,
do
for
they
it.
Pay for
they
it.
They pay for it.
All right, pay for it. Okay, go to the phones right now. Mark's on the line there from Dubuque. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good. This commute time, how long is your commute, Mark?
That depends on where I'm headed.
Okay. Let's say you're going to work. How about that?
Depends on whether I drive or bicycle.
Okay,
I'm
Mark.
I'm going to make this difficult for you.
No. It's too late for that, Mark. So then let's say you're driving, Mark. This is, I think, driving time.
10 minutes, and it's about the same by bicycle.
So what's the point in bicycling then at all? Because you're out there in the open and the elements and stuff. So
it's a good thing to do. It's invigorating.
Okay, so he says 10 minutes.
Yeah, either way.
What's our wiggle room here?
Our wiggle room was 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 11.8.
Well, I'm in then.
11.8. Yes. Just for being the guy you are, Mark. So, Mark, when you are commuting, where are you going to?
I work at a public works garage. I'm a mechanic.
You're a mechanic?
Yes, I work on the trucks.
Oh, you do? Oh, good for you.
I have not met the machine. I cannot get a part.
That's quite a brag there, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call you on that one, but I'm sure that someone here has a machine that you could probably not get a part.
Oh, I've been tested.
Do you mean break down or get a part for?
No, I mean take apart.
Take apart.
Dismantle.
Dismantle.
Yeah,
okay.
I get anything apart.
Okay, well, that's cool. What's the secret, WD-40? Or?
temperament.
Temperament, okay. In other words, bang on it like hell.
Well,
right?
Whatever you got to do.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, Mark.
And you gotta, I've got some lessons for Tom and Ray and Click and Clack. I could teach them.
Yeah. What's the first thing you would teach them, Mark?
Temperament.
Temperament. That's a good one, Mark. Mark, this is Christine here.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Christine. And nice to hear you.
You too.
Yeah, and temperament and the marimba would work, too.
That would be good.
You think? Yeah, or a steel drums, a little temperament on that. That'd be a good thing. Are the two of you are our partners right now, Mark and Christine. So you work as a team and a brain trust. And Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Temperament. I really like that. That's good. You should write a book on that, Mark. Mark, you pick the first category. You're our guest.
I think, Christine, things you should have learned in school if you've been paying attention.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Did you pay attention in school, Christine?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
The Meskwakis Indians called him Little Knight. Who was he, Little Knight? This is a big part of Dubuque history.
I have that answer, Christine.
Go for it.
Julian Dubuque.
Julian Dubuque, yes, Little Knight. They called him. He was swarthy. And he was little, so that worked out pretty good for him. And,
one right, no wrong.
Very good. What's left?
Current events, people, places,
temperament,
science,
Jim.
Odds and ends. I'm developing temperament, Mike.
Yes, Christine?
Mark, is people okay?
Sure, certainly.
Yeah.
We're going to do them all, Christine,
okay.
One after another.
Awesome.
How would you define temperament, Mark, just before we leave this subject?
That's a relevant term.
Okay, never mind.
that can get quite lengthy.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Do more Iowans favor same-sex marriage or any-sex marijuana?
What?
According to the Iowa poll.
Oh.
They asked them, Iowans, about same-sex marriage and about marijuana legalization, and they actually were both positive, more than 50%, but which is more positive?
Christine?
I'm thinking same-sex marriage.
I have no idea, so that's what we're going to go with.
Nope. Well, I'm afraid no. It's marijuana. 62% of you are either smoking it or would like to be, apparently. 53%, that's still a pretty good size number there for the same-sex marriage, according to the Iowa poll. So that would be...
One right and one wrong.
Okay, well, don't worry about that. A minor setback. And you certainly can do both. We're not saying you can't. What's left there?
Current events, places, science, odds and ends.
All righty. Back to you, Mark.
Current events, please.
Current events. Where'd you go to school, Mark?
Here in Dubuque, Wallert High School.
Wallert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you go, Christine?
I went to Hempstead.
Hempstead. Let's duke it out here. Okay, so far neither Kevin Costner nor Ray Liotta have taken the bait on this one-of-a-kind property for sale. What property might that be? Nearby.
Oh, boy.
It was offered to both of them, or at least they passed it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They passed on it.
Kevin Costner and Ray Liotta.
Yeah. Property nearby. Please, please, please.
I'm thinking Field of Dreams.
You're thinking Field of Dreams.
Yeah,
maybe you're just dozing off. Maybe. Is that possible?
Very good, Christine.
Field of Dreams, Mark?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
She's right.
Field of Dreams, only $5.4 million for that cornfield.
Way to go, Christine.
That's kind of pricey for cornfield, isn't it?
Two right, one wrong.
They get a lot more than they used to for them, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's left there, Jim?
Places, science, odds, and ends.
Places, science, odds, and ends. Christine?
Places.
Places. What year are you now, Christine?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So you got to find a place for that marimba pretty quick.
I have another semester next year.
Yeah.
Only one, so.
Yeah. Have you changed majors at all along the way?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were you before this?
I was an open major, and then I was a political science major.
Oh, yeah.
And then I recently decided not to do a music education degree.
So you're not doing music education?
Right, just performance.
Oh, just performance. Cool. Okay. What did you say, science?
Yeah.
Science, okay.
No. Places.
Places.
Places. Sorry, we're just chatting here. You know, why don't you do the what's your major thing that goes from there? The new Melleray Trappist Monastery, 12 miles southwest of Dubuque, is the place to go for your handcrafted what? So this, if you've been paying any attention earlier, this is a gimme.
Yeah.
Caramels.
Yep, that's it.
No.
Oh, no, casket. It's a casket. They make caskets out there.
Oh, yeah.
They make them out of oak and pine and whatever you want.
And you know
they
how
grow the trees.
You know how they make them, Mark?
By hand.
Temperament.
Oh, see?
I'm a little surprised at you, Mark.
We've determined that is a relative term. We already agree.
No, I think it's a great concept. And I hope you go far. Yes, caskets. $2,800 for an oversized, please. Thank you very much. You win. So what do you know? Good. Jim Packard, what have they?
Mark, you've won a prize package of all things Dubuque from the Dubuque Chamber Welcome Center, including a Dubuque and All That Jazz CD, two CDs by the Big Muddy Ghost Hunters exploring the spirits of Dubuque, a baseball cap and an artist print of Dubuque landmarks. Delve into the Iowa State Fair Cookbook 15th edition for prize-winning recipes from the past 2 years to make pirate booty, Persian love cake, yam yam honey buns, groovy granola bars, and more from the Iowa State Fair. Christine, you can begin your quiz victory celebration with a bottle of fine Iowan wine, including two glasses from the Stonecliff Winery located at the Port of Dubuque. Then take the whole family to the Port of Dubuque to see the lizards, giant catfish, sturgeon, ducks, frogs, and much more at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, and show your support of Iowa skiing with a T-shirt portraying a skier being pulled by the tail of a cow from Envision Tees of Dubuque. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Christine. Best of luck to you in your study.